Okay, yeah, I'm recording.
Woohoo!
6:47 a.m. on September the 7th. 17 minutes on the first mile. I am just ambling along today. I'm not in any particular rush, not in any particular hurry. I'm not looking to break any records. I'm just looking to walk 2 miles and get it behind me for the day. It's been like 40-something days that I haven't missed a day. And so I'm about. I really didn't want to be out today. I really just wanted to sit in the house. But I'm out. So yesterday, we got the word that Ann Crispin died. She was right. She didn't have much time left. So sad. I wish I had gotten to know her better. It was one of those things where she signed on with Ryden, and I talked to her a couple of times on the phone. We had quite a nice rapport building between the two of us, because we're both fighting Ryden issues. We're both trying to deal with that at the same time. And I even got to talk to her husband, Michael Campobianco. He's a really nice guy, ex-president of CIFWA a couple of times. So, yeah, I'm kind of feeling a bit down. And I was angry yesterday, pretty much all day, which doesn't really help the matter for today. I need to try to get it behind me. I did work on the book a little bit. I didn't work on it anywhere near as much as I should have. Probably not as much as I could have. Well, certainly not as much as I could have. Certainly not as much as I should have. I did work a little bit, so the day wasn't a complete waste. It was also a very confusing day. I was supposed to have gone on to Audio Media Chat with Chris Moody to talk about from indie to self-pub, or from small press to indie, depending on how you define those terms. And then I have a couple of criteria that have to be met in order for me to do that. Is I have to have pretty much the house to myself. At least I have to have enough space to be able to record without being heckled. My wife, when she's in the building, likes to sit across the table from me and heckle me while I'm trying to be interviewed. And I've gotten to the point where it's just, it's one of those things where she enjoys getting my goat, and she's able to do it relatively easily. So rather than having to have that happen, I will only do an interview when she's not in the house. And between homecoming, which meant I had to do a lot of extra driving that I wasn't planning on, and having her stay home from work yesterday, I pretty much put the kibosh on yesterday's interview. I guess we're going to try to do it next Friday. At the same time, it should be a little more conducive, I hope. We won't have homecoming, and with any luck at all, she won't miss 2 Fridays in a row. She is chronically ill. She has several conditions that cause her to miss a lot of work, and it's very tedious. In part because it's no fun for her to be sick, and in part because being sick and staying home makes things worse for her, not better. And it's very difficult. It's a tough situation. It's tough for her to to get beyond the immediate pain and deal with the long-term pain. But she's getting better, slowly, which is a good thing. It's also not a linear thing, so getting better 1 week and perhaps a little bit worse the next week. On net, over the long term, it's an upward trend, and that's really something that I can get behind, something I can relate to. So let's see. What else am I thinking about today? Well, I'm thinking that today I've either got to get whatever I get done with HalfShare today done, because tomorrow I have to start getting a week before the big push, the big trial promotion push. We're going to see if it works. I've invested a couple hundred bucks in advertising, and we'll see how it goes. Got a couple of the big sites doing some advertising for the first book of the series. So I need to get quarter share. I need to get all of the changes that have come in over the last week and a half for quarter share incorporated into the files and then uploaded to all the sites, because the sale is going to be on all three sites, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And then somewhere around Thursday, for a week, I'm going to drop the price to 99 cents to get people in the funnel, to get people introduced to the share books, to see if we can grow the audience a little bit. And that's in preparation for getting owner share out. So if I can get a lot of new people into the funnel, into the narrow end, into the wide end of the funnel, then some of them will continue right through and be just about prime for the new release. Now, this is not a strategy that I have ever used before. It's not even a strategy I believe in terribly. I'm not convinced that it helps. For people who are getting their first few sales, you know, if you're selling 100 books a month and you suddenly jump up by 300 bucks a month, by 300 books a month, you know, that's a big increase. When you're selling 1,000 books a month, that's a big step to try to get a 300% improvement. It's not likely to happen. So, you know, how many books do I have to sell in order to break even on $200? The answer is not very many, about 600 at 99 cents. So, you know, it's not a terrible big amount. An interesting challenge will be to try to determine how much the sales are due to the advertising, how much is just regular sales. I've got 6 week numbers for quarter share of sales, so I know pretty much how many are moving now. I've sold a pretty good number of them. With the release of Captain Share, a lot of people jumped onto the bandwagon, and now perhaps if I drop the first book to 99 cents for a week, good morning, perhaps if I drop the price to 99 cents for a week, I'll pick up another 4,000 or 5,000 maybe. That's where it becomes worthwhile for me to do, is picking up a few thousand readers. Picking up a few dozen readers doesn't quite cut it. I have this conversation with people who are trying to get their books at the bookstores all the time. And it's like, all right, you're going to work for a couple of weeks. You're going to put in 80 hours worth of labor, Munkpo, in hopes that you're going to sell a dozen books. Well, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. But I suppose if you don't have that many sales to begin with, you know, a dozen new readers is a big number. I'm really quite lucky and privileged, and I've worked really hard for quite a while. See, Schmel was started in January of 2007, so it'll be 7 years in January since I started. And I, you know, it never occurred to me at the time. I mean, it was sort of like a nice way in the back, perhaps dreamscape level idea that perhaps when I retired from my career as an academe, when I turned 65, I could, you know, be writing science fiction novels to fill in my long empty days. Of course, that was before I found EVE Online and Lord of the Rings Online and a lot of these other online games that, you know, I spent a lot of time in Second Life, but almost no time in these other games. And when I discovered those and realized what a big time sink they can be, it's like, oh, yeah, Well, I won't have any empty hours. Question is whether or not I can afford the subscriptions. I've let my Watro subscription pretty much lapse. It's kind of tedious, and because it lapsed, now I have to buy all of the expansion packs again, which doesn't seem quite right. I went in to pay my rent, which was like 6.5 gold coins. And then in order to do that, I had to re-up. And so I was trying to earn money for the payments, and all the places I wanted to go, I had to buy again, which seemed like kind of a raw deal. It's like, I paid for this once. So I'm probably going to just let things lapse, let things go. There's some money in the accounts, but I don't really care. The EVE Online stuff is much more interesting to me these days. It's much more it's much more appealing. It has much more immediate interest. Now, I will say that Tanith Fairport is based on the Lore Master class in Lord of the Rings Online. So a lot of her skills, a lot of her relationship to the earth comes from playing a lore master for a while. I don't know if we're going to see her use skills like rooting and some of the other stuff, but weather control, definitely she's played that game. And we haven't seen Gertie Pinecrest yet. Gertie Pinecrest is going to be a bit of an eye-opener for her, and I hope for the readers, because Gertie Pinecrest is like the class trainer. So her skills are awesome. And somewhat amusing, somewhat confusing, somewhat odd from a perspective of some of the things that she can do versus the things that she chooses to do. So I'm really looking forward to writing about Gertie Pinecrest. I may have to re-up Lord of the Rings just to start Gertie Pinecrest.
Good morning.
But there's still a war going on. And my all of my big characters are now all tied up in places where they can't play. So we've got one guy in Nullsec who's a big, at this point, a big shot battleship pilot, but he can't undock because there's an enemy in system that's just camped there. And so there's no, the doctrine for where he is if there's an enemy in the zone, you don't undock, just wait him out. So there's been a camper there for like 4 days. And nobody else in the Alliance is coming in from the outside to take them out because there's a big campaign running somewhere. A big campaign that I am not part of. And I can't even really jump out and leave my clone because I can't get out of the dock. So it's kind of a pain in the butt. No, it's a major league pain in the butt is what it is. And then the big four, I have an industrial quartet that does mining and building and making. They're part of an alliance that has been at war almost nonstop for 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so it's difficult to get playtime in there with those characters. Because there's, you can't, it's too risky to take low-skill, high-sec miners out into the asteroid belts. Because you get, with the war declaration, you become fair game. So it's, you know, it's like, okay, well, go to my secondary and tertiary characters and play them for a while. Cost a little extra. I paid for a couple of months of extra training. Actually paused my biggest character, paused her training, so I could train the secondary character on that account. So it's just training balancing thing. This is all part of the game, part of the strategic level of the game. So what do you train as and how do you train for? And you know, I've been fighting, training a lot of miners. Yeah, 18 minutes on the second half, that's not too surprising. I've been fighting training other miners because I want to do other things besides grind rock, but the reality is that grinding rock is one of the most reliably lucrative, profitable kinds of things you can do. So that finances a lot of other stuff. Stuff which I'll have to train for as well. At any rate, that warning is my 2 miles are up, which means I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.